bitch, man, fuck, I need a shower. Peter Pooper's Cooper master plan, cause I'm the super duper. Yeah, mythical, yeah, physical. So here we go, feel the soul flavor flow down to your embryo. My style, Valdi and wow, swig it up, hit it up, live it up.
Check it out. My girl Cheryl Lynn and another monster dance floor classic from back in the day, Guts to Be Real. You're on tune to Chase. You're on tune to 91.5, The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we give you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here. Oh, you got to stick around 21 minutes. Humphrey Report's coming up. It's hilarious. You know how they say that life imitates art and art imitates life? You know, art being like the movies and stuff like that. It was unbelievable, but it was hilarious. All right, I'm going to share that with you in about 20 minutes. So coming up, the Humphrey Report, 91.5.
Get a piece of that apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remains. Don't it seem kinda strange? Ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't eat. And only down ass niggas can ride with me. Hop, 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 if I quickly down the block. Stay sucker free and keep the busters off your jock. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying, ain't nobody worrying. Everybody's trying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have something, you better stop fronting. Gonna do when the five roll by, you better be ready so you can ride.
Music, your freeform station. WMFO.org.
I'm not afraid to die.
Star 91.5 WMFO, an outstanding by the Gap Band. One of my favorite Gap Band jams from back in the day. Which brings us up to almost 11:30, which is time for our Jazz Interlude. But before our Jazz Interlude, we always give you the Humphrey Report. And this week's Humphrey Report is absolutely hilarious. If you remember the movie Pink Panther, I think it was The Return of the Pink Panther 2 or 1. The Return of the Pink Panther 2, I think it was. One of those. But anyway, it was like a scene out of that movie. It was hilarious. So we live near a park in Nantucket, and I take Humphrey out there every day for his walk. And there's a lot of people, you know, people out there walking the dogs, and you get joggers. And there's a little coffee store right next to it. So folks come over, walk the dogs, get a cup of coffee, and hang out in the pool or park, whatever. So Humphrey and I, you know, after we walk around, he does his thing, and we sit in the bench usually, and he watch people and just, you know, I play with him, whatever. So we sit on the bench just hanging out, and I see this guy. He's walking across the park. He's got this little, you know, one of those little lap, useless little dogs there, you know, barking and yipping and barking. So Humphrey's good with other dogs. If they're on a leash and you approach him, then he smells you out and he feels you out, you know, whatever. But if you just run up to him and you're not in the leash or anything like that, he kind of has a problem with that. But anyway, so the guy's walking over, you know, this guy, you know, walking over towards me, you know, he sees Humphrey, and he he's smiling and everything. So he comes over, his dog's like barking and barking. So he comes over, Humphrey sniffs, gives him a sniff, you know, and the dog's like, you know, backing away. But then all of a sudden he started getting like a little mouthy, started barking and barking at Humphrey. And Humphrey's just sitting down and just looking at him. So finally, after about 30 seconds of this, I guess he had enough, and he just reached out in his paw and kind of like put it on the back of his head, like kind of like, you know, knock it off. Not really slapped him, but well, yeah, he kind of did. Yeah, he kind of like put his paw on the back of his head, like, you know, we knock it off. We're sitting here having an afternoon, you know, mind my own business, knock it off. So it was funny because the dog just kind of like all of a sudden settled down. And it just like sat next to Humphrey, but it was like, still like looking around, you know, barking, still a little agitated little thing. Anyway, so the guy says to me, he goes, "Hey, do you mind if I run over get a cup of coffee? You know, I'll tie my dog off on the bench." I said, "No, I'm gonna be sitting here for a couple minutes." I said, "Why not?" So the guy's walking away, and the dog's barking, like, you know, barking, trying to catch him, but he can't because he's on the leash. So Humphrey just turns around, looks at him again, like, "You know, will you knock this off?" So the dog just sat and looks at Humphrey and just kind of, you know, sits down, but he's still looking around. So while we're just hanging out, I see this other guy, you know, he's with his girlfriend, you know, he's like smiling, and he's coming over, you know, I could see him walking. I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, he wants to come over, you know, pet Humphrey, and everybody wants to see Humphrey, and they want to come over and they pet him. But anyway, so the guy walks over and he's like, he goes, "Oh, what kind of dog is that?" And I said, and he's pointing at the little terrier. This little thing, and I'm like, I don't know. I think it's a, you know, little rescue dog, little terror or anything. And he's not even looking at Humphrey, you know. He's just like, oh, what a nice. But he's looking at this little terrier thing, and the thing's jumping up and down, you know, barking, waving his tail. But he's not close to it, you know. So he says to me, "Does your dog bite?" And I said, "No, my dog doesn't bite." So I'm thinking he's gonna, you know, pet Humphrey, and he reaches down, you know, to go pet this little dog, and the dog took a snap at him, grabbed him by his finger, just gave him like a little snap, you know, but like you know, "Don't touch me," a little snap. And the guy goes, "Oh, what the? He gets all upset. He goes, "Hey, I thought you said your dog didn't bite." He knew what I said, right? "That's not my dog. This is my dog." He's like all upset. He's like, "My hand," or whatever. And as he's doing that, the other guy's walking towards the dog, you know, because he didn't see it. He's just walking towards us. And at that time, I untied Humphrey, and we walked across the lawn. So I let him deal with it. But it was just like that movie. "Does your dog bite?" "No, my dog doesn't bite. It's not my dog, man." That is the Humphrey Report for this week. I thought it was pretty amusing. It was funny while it was happening anyway, but I guess you had to be there. All right, which drops us into our Jazz Interlude. Our Jazz Interlude this week is brought to us by Kayla Waters, the daughter of jazz sensationalist Kim Waters, and this is her first release off the I Am album. This is the title release, I Am, on the Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO. 91.5 WMFO. It doesn't get much smoother than that, ladies and gentlemen. Kayla Waters and I Am. Man, and she's also fine on the front of that album cover. Damn. All right, it's 11:35. It drops us into our jam half. We call it the jam 30. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Nobody else, your love has made me so blind, I can't see. Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
WMFO and Pretty Poison and Catch Me, I'm Falling. And you can catch me every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight, bringing you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music. You can't get this music anywhere else but right here. And also, if you are my ACK listeners out there listening in Nantucket, I will once again be performing at Charlie Noble, Wednesday night. We kick it off about 9:30, quarter of 10, somewhere in there. And we do the time show just like you hear it right now, but we do it live. We do it right there live up until 1 a.m. And last week it was off the chain. Folks came out from everywhere. We had all kinds of people in there. It's great because people of all different walks of life, everybody just comes in, listens to old school music and dances and have a good time. So all my friends in ACT, if you're listening, see you again next Wednesday night at Charlie Noble downtown in Nantucket. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. I had a slice. And I'll wrap the show up and I think I might get two slices then. I'm kind of hungry. All right, after this.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom. Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, direct. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your head up out there and be always aware of your surroundings. We live in uncertain times now, and I hear things every day about people getting hurt and doing things which they could have prevented by just being more aware of what's around yourself. We want to see you here for the next, 50 years or so. All right, so that's going to do it for me. Until next Friday night, work like you do not need the money, love like you want to be loved, and dance like nobody's watching, and everything will be all right. So don't forget, ACT folks, see you Wednesday night at Charlie Noble's at 10 o'clock. So until next Friday night, see ya!
Bad guy. So say good night to the bad guy.
All right, people, wrap it up.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
A 91.5 WMFO Medford.
night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy Trails.